ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Do you want me to tell Bluey you said hi?
I'm going to see him.
You're going to see Bluey? I'll tell him you say hi.
I'm out here at Narnia Early Learning Centre in Waratah, and Kyla Ray is telling me all about my ABC colleague.
Bingo. You've met Bluey?
Oh, my gosh.
And Bingo.
This childcare centre is a bit different though. Next door is a school where Kyla Ray's mum is in class studying.
It can be a little bit of an oasis where they think, okay, this is when I'm in the classroom, this is a really safe place.
Today on Newcastle Cast, how one local school is empowering young parents to complete their HSC while helping them take care of their kids.
At first, when I first heard about it, I held back a bit because, you know, if there was anyone here's high school, they're just like, yeah, nah.
School isn't for everyone, and it wasn't for Tara Martin.
I actually left in 2017, like I left school. I fell pregnant with Hayley in 2019.
I was really depressed. I was addicted to substances. I was just abusing my life. And once I saw that positive pregnancy test, I was like, no, something needs to change. I remember praying to God and saying, look, if this is my situation now, like, I want something to change.
Something did change for Tara. She got clean, she moved into her own place, she had her happy and healthy daughter Hayley. But there was still something she wanted to accomplish.
Finishing my HSE is always something I wanted to do. I was originally going to do it at TAFE, but once I heard there was a young parent school, I was like, yeah, I might try that opportunity.
I actually moved out of home when I fell pregnant with my daughter when I just turned 18, and I had to have a support worker as part of that lease, and my support worker actually mentioned it to me. She said, oh, well, there's actually a young parent school you can go to, you know, they have a daycare right next door that you can take your kids to.
Jess Gillespie now has three kids, Kyla Ray, Zion and Regan. And right now she's in the middle of completing her Year 12. I'm here talking to Jess and Tara at the Young Parents College in Waratah. It's one of the few independent schools around the country that allows young parents to still have the high school experience. The Young Parents College is designed to accommodate the balance of parenting and being a student. That's why the childcare is next door.
So if anything happens, you know, the daycare will ring the phone that's in the classroom, you know, you can always go up and see them and check on them. It's easy for pickups and drop-offs, you know, you're not going to a separate location and having to make it here.
It's convenient. It helps out a lot. And just, yeah, knowing that they're close by, I think that's a big thing.
The school starts a little bit later than usual to accommodate the juggle of getting kids ready and getting to school. Classes begin at 9:30 and there's even a school bus that comes to collect some of the young parents.
So if you didn't have the school bus, it would be a lot different then?
Yeah, a lot different, a lot more difficult. But the school bus, they help out tremendously.
Even with the support structures in place, life as a teen mum who is also studying can be full on.
What is a day in the life like when you are going to school and you have kids?
Oh. My day probably starts about 5:30 because my youngest son, he's 9 weeks old, gets up for a feed, so I exclusively breastfeed. So he gets up about 5:30, I have to breastfeed him, change him. Then I usually get up, get my other two kids up, dress them both, make them breakfast, make the school lunches, make myself breakfast if I can fit that in, do my daughter's hair, you know, pack the bags, get them ready, get the shoes on, in between all tantrums. So then I get them in the car, drive out from Warners Bay, and then have to get my son out the capsule, get my other two out the car, take them into the daycare, get all their stuff out, then get my son in the capsule back in the car, come in the car park, get the capsule out, get the pram out, come in, and then you've got a full day of learning, obviously, and then going home to all the other chores that are waiting for you, like baths and cooking dinner and cleaning and all that sort of fun.
Mm. Yeah.
It's pretty full on. Oh. I'm here 5 days a week too, so I'm hanging on by a thread, but I'm getting there.
That's a lot. Teen pregnancy might feel rare. Since the Young Parents College first opened in 2000, the rate of teenagers becoming pregnant has steadily declined. But if you live in a regional area, there's a higher likelihood of it occurring than if you're in the city. Newcastle and around the Upper Hunter have a higher than average rate of teenage pregnancy in keeping with this trend.
Around about 1.9% of pregnancies across the state are to teenage parents, and I think we're around about 2.5 to 2.7% in Newcastle Hunter region. So we're certainly above the state average, and around about 140 babies born to teen parents in the area every year. So that's a significant statistic.
Amanda McInnes runs the Young Parents College program for St Philip's Christian College over two sites, one in Waratah and another in Wyong.
So we've got 52 at our Newcastle campus and 26 at our Wyong campus. I have been here since 2005, so okay. I've seen a lot of them. We probably get about an average of 7 to 10 per year graduating. Some of them don't make it through to finishing year 12, and that's fine. Some of them have other plans in that they want to get a certificate course, or they find a pathway to employment, and we'll support whatever they want to do.
As we began looking into this episode, we realised how rare a school like this is. Even rarer considering it's been running now for over 20 years. From what we can see, most but not all young people who become pregnant while at school are disengaged from mainstream learning. Once you're pregnant or after you've had your baby, your education is pretty disrupted if it wasn't before. You can complete the HSC via distance education through the public school system or at TAFE. But something like the Young Parents College is a rarity across Australia. A school styled for young parents where you can bring your baby along and learn at the same time. There's a lot of stigma, even today, around being a teen parent.
In society, there can be an attitude that, well, you got yourself into this.
When I was pregnant with Hayley, I was still young, like I was 19. I'm tall, like I'm a tall woman. I look older than I am, but still just those, the looks you get from people in, like some people in public, and it's just, stigma's definitely a big thing.
Say, for example, if you've got unstable housing and transport's difficult, you're on your own, you're a teenage parent, there's not a lot of support out there for you. They generally don't have the same level of family support that you or I might have, and their life circumstances are difficult.
I mean, I don't think I've been anywhere where people haven't looked and stared at me.
Yeah,
it's definitely because you think, oh, well, now that I'm a mother, this is probably all I'm ever going to be. And a lot of people will tell you that too. You've stuffed your life up, you know, you've made the wrong decision. This is it now, this is your life.
We're still going to have people becoming teenage parents who want to be able to complete their schooling.
Just because they fall pregnant at an early age, they shouldn't have the right to be educated disrupted. Everybody should have access to education and not be discriminated against because of the fact that they're pregnant or they're a teen parent. We have had students come from Muswellbrook and Scone previously because there's just nothing in that Upper Hunter area. But there's quite a need up there, particularly around Muswellbrook. There's quite a high level of teenage parenthood. They can be travelling for a couple of hours on public transport just to get here before their day at school even starts. The demand is strong everywhere, and we know that, particularly in regional areas, there's an under-resourcing of services. There are a few schools doing this in a similar way in a mainstream setting, but nothing in New South Wales. There's a couple in Melbourne and a couple in Brisbane. So
this is the only school of its kind in New South Wales?
Yeah, of its kind, yeah. That's purely doing what we're doing, yeah.
Hello.
No, I've got off.
You want to go to school?
Yeah.
Soon.
Meeting Tara and Jess, you wouldn't get the sense that they didn't like school their first time around.
What has it meant to be in school for the last 3 years and then finally get towards the end where you're going to graduate?
I honestly didn't believe myself at first. I was shocked. But now that it's coming into closer to the graduation time, I'm actually, like, I'm nervous. I'm really nervous, but I'm excited. I can't wait for what the future holds. And, yeah, it's been nothing but amazing here, and I'm actually sad that I have to leave.
The Young Parents College has given them a space to focus on their education and all its life-changing benefits.
It's because it is such a safe place. and they get the level of support that they get, they're able to really hook in and do some schoolwork, which is good. Because as they start to do that, as they start to achieve, they start to build some self-confidence. Academic self-confidence then flows through into other areas of confidence, and life starts to change.
And did you ever think that you would end up finishing school with children?
No. I honestly have my doubts at first, especially with everything that parenting entails and how full on it is. I didn't think I would make it here. So now being only a few months off of graduating, it's crazy that I actually did it. I'm really proud of myself, actually.
So what do you guys want to do once you graduate this year and finish?
I want to be an Indigenous support worker for youth and adolescents. I grew up in foster care, and I had an amazing Indigenous support worker. She helped me through everything, and I just love people. I love being involved with people. I love helping people. I love bringing a smile to someone's face. It just feels like I've done my job. You know what I mean? So yeah, Indigenous support worker is what I'm leaning to.
Love that. What about you, Jess?
I want to study veterinary medicine. So obviously with the average ATAR that you get here, the 67, that's not possible yet. So I'm going to do a diploma in vet nursing to get the credits to then transfer into veterinary medicine, but that's the dream.
Even when they eventually leave the Young Parents College, they'll always be a part of a community that saw them as more than just mums who had babies as teenagers.
There are hundreds, and they're well connected. They stay in touch with us, and there's such a strong sense of belonging that we get people contacting us that were here 10 and 15 years ago that just want to tell us what they're doing or what their children are doing. I got a phone call probably about 3 months ago from somebody who rang to say that her son just got his L's. Now, I taught her when her little one was two. So, so for her to want to ring and tell us at the school, you know, 15 years later, is incredible.
Just because you become a mum at a young age or anything like that, it doesn't mean anything. Like, if anything, you'll want to better yourself. Like, my kids changed my world for the better, and I think having that education and that support, that's really helped me through, like, the years and through my mothering.
They become like your family. Like, sometimes I think about purposely failing so I don't have to leave.
Because
it's just so sad. Like, I'll just miss them all so much. Yeah. Like, they all become like
family.
Like your mum. They're all like mother figures in your life, maternal figures, and they all speak life into you and encourage you and support you. And I think that's one of the best things about coming is you feel a sense of belonging, a place where you belong.
Newcastle Cast is produced on Awabakal Country by Toby Hemmings and me, Larice Dixon. Our executive producers are Blythe Moore and Lucia Hill. Get in touch with us at newcastlecast@abc.net.au and let us know what the great stories from Newcastle and the Hunter Valley are that we should be covering, like the Young Parents College. We'll be back with a new episode for you next week. Catch you then.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.